This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
We chat some running on today's edition of the Kona Edge. I am Brad Brown. It's good to have you on board. If you're joining us for the very first time, welcome. It's good to have you with us. What's taking you so long? We've been going for nearly 3 years. Go back and listen to all of them, okay? I'm kidding. There's a lot to listen to, but if you do enjoy it, you're more than welcome to go and download the back catalogue. We've spoken to over 100 age groupers who have qualified and raced on the Big Island in Kona, and today we get to chat to another one. James Harrington joins us today to talk about his Ironman run. Before we do that, though, our sponsor today is Wheel Science. If you're looking for wheels for your bike, make sure you check out Wheel Science. They've done some independent testing, and they are right up there on the numbers with the big name brands. The only difference is they cost half the price. I kid you not. Go check them out. TheKonaEdge.com/wheels. And because you're listening to The Kona Edge, and if you use the coupon Kona Edge at checkout, they'll give you 10% discount, okay? That's pretty cool. That's Kona Edge at checkouts. All you have to do is head over to thekonaedge.com/wheels. You're listening to The Kona Edge. Time to chat some running now, and it's time to head back to the United States for returning guest James Harrington. James, welcome back onto The Kona Edge.
Thank you for having me.
James, you would love triathlon if it was a run, and a run, wouldn't you?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
It would make life so much easier for you. The bike's not too bad. You're not a huge fan of the swim, but the run is your wheelhouse. That's where that's business for you, isn't it?
Yes. I enjoy running. So, like I said earlier, if I had to give up everything, I'd give up the swim, give up the bike, but you know, hopefully, my body holds up and I never have to give up the running because I really do enjoy the running.
You ran some track and field and that growing up. Have you always loved it? Has it always come naturally to you?
Yeah, it's always been something that I've enjoyed doing. You know, when I go out for a run, you know, I have my watch, but typically nothing else. I usually don't take headphones, music, nothing. Even if it's a 2.5 hour run, I like to have my watch, my heart rate maybe, but that's about it. I just like to kind of unplug from everything and, just enjoy the sights and sounds and be outside. So, you know, I've learned to enjoy more treadmill time, especially in the Chicago winters. But you know, I can pretty much get out any time of year and get a good workout in. The nice part is that with traveling, the runs, you never really have to worry about what the hotel gym is going to be like. I can usually figure out a spot to run no matter where I'm at. So that is always beneficial.
I was going to bring that up because that is I think a big advantage for you as well, having to travel as much as you do. And running is, like you said in our first chat, is the sport that's the easiest to do. You pack in a pair of trainers, you've got your heart rate and your watch, some running gear. You can literally run anywhere, and that keeps it fresh for you as well, I'm sure. Not running the same routes day in and day out. It's different environments, different areas. So you really are able to mix things up.
Yeah. It definitely helps you know, for kind of those non-interval based runs. Most of my interval based runs, I almost always do on the treadmill just because it's real easy to track and kind of keep things consistent. Unless I'm real familiar with an area and I have something kind of, I know where I can go to do, you know, if I'm doing intervals of a certain length or distance or something like that. But for the most part, when I'm going out for, you know, 40, 50 minutes or an hour, just to be able to go outside and kind of explore and see what's around. And I think you learn a lot about the cities you're in and, you know, places you can go and things you can see. And that makes it just a little bit more interesting.
As far as improving your run over time, with it being the discipline you love the most, have you seen big gains since you started in the sport in your run?
Yeah, it was funny because I can remember back to a couple of years ago, I had been very consistent. One of my goals was I had wanted to break 1:30 in a marathon. It took me forever in a half marathon to break 1:30. I tried and tried and tried and could get to 1:30 in some seconds, but could never do it. But then once I kind of did it, and I don't know if it was a mental block or barrier, then it seems like I was able to do it very consistently after that. And I didn't feel like I had really changed a whole lot from a training perspective. So perhaps it was more mental than anything else, but I've been able to do it, you know, fairly consistently now. And I'm still working to get it, you know, lower, especially in the half Ironmans, because I think I've still got a little bit more time to gain there. I think I can still do a little bit better. I've gotten much better with the pacing, especially in a full Ironman. I watch my times, you know, from the get go, because I have a feeling that, you know, years ago I was going out a little bit too quick and kind of fading a little bit more towards the end. And while my times were still okay, I knew that if I had maybe paced myself a little bit better, I could have done better over the entire marathon if I had paced just a little bit better. So, I think that's just kind of, you know, racing more Ironmans, racing more longer distances and kind of listening to my body and understanding what it can do. But it's been great to see the improvements in the run from where I started, you know, years and years ago doing a 5K and 10K and stuff like that. And it's something I still enjoy to do and still enjoy, you know, pushing myself. I don't like doing a 5K. I'd much rather do a marathon than a 5K. Like 5K just is, you know, brutal. And, you know, what it takes to actually go really fast for that short amount of time, I don't really like. I would much rather go comfortably hard for a really long time. So, some friends will say it's like a diesel engine. I could, you know, go at the same speed for a really long time.
Yep, absolutely. It's funny you talk about the pacing. One of the guys we had on a few weeks ago, Evert Kleinans, was saying to me that Ironman is not about racing, it's about pacing. And I love that. I think that is just such a great way to sum it up. And you said you struggled with your pacing. It's gotten better over time. Is it just a function of experience? The more you put yourself in those situations, the more you learn.
Yeah, I think it's the experience. And I think really, you know, being honest with yourself too, and not getting caught up in the race and things like that, and trying to keep up with the person beside you or next to you or whatever else. And, you know, one of my last Ironmans, I can remember that I saw a couple people and I was like, well, I need to try to keep with them. And I look down at the pace and I'm like, you know what? I know it's too fast. I was like, I've got to back off. And if I don't back off, I know I'm going to suffer later. So, I think being and holding yourself to that, what you know you can do through your training, is really going to pay off in race day. And I've been very consistent in my last couple of Ironmans from a run perspective. And I think that's really honestly been, because of the pacing. You know, I've been very fortunate that I have not really experienced, you know, nutritional issues or stomach issues or anything like that, on the run. So I've been good from a nutrition perspective. So I know that at that point, then it's really comes down to the pacing.
As far as favorite run workouts, what do you thoroughly enjoy doing?
You know, I really enjoy like entering and doing like the local half marathons, you know, wherever I'm at around town, because, you know, like a nice tempo run that forces me to run hard. It forces me to push myself harder than I would if I were just, you know, out for a run by myself. So I was actually for the last couple of years, pretty consistently doing, you know, 1 to 2 half marathons a month and just treating it just like a tempo run. Outside of that, you know, I really enjoy kind of doing those treadmill tempo type efforts that, you know, kind of have some variability in that, you know, 55 minutes to 70 minute range on the treadmill. And it's very conducive. You can do it anytime, anywhere, you know, anything like that. So I'd say those are really my staple go-tos are, you know, those nice, consistently long ones that are, you know, tempos and the half marathon one that if I'm outside or the nice treadmill one.
Brilliant. James, it's been great catching up. I look forward to talking a little bit about your nutrition, but we'll save that for next week. Thanks for your time on the Kona Edge today.
All right. Thank you.
And that's it for another edition of the Kona Edge. Thank you so much for listening. And thank you to James as well for sharing his love of running with us today. Before I go, if I could ask you, if you haven't left us a review or a rating on iTunes yet, please consider doing so. Think of it as our virtual tip jar. It's a way for you to give something back to us. We produce a 5-day-a-week podcast. There's a lot of work that goes into it. And if you want to say thank you, I would appreciate it massively if you left me a review on iTunes. So in advance, thank you very much. And I'll give you a shout out as well. Make sure you leave your name. If you're on the Twitters or on the Instagrams, leave your handle as well. And I'll definitely give you a shout out on the social medias. If you'd like to follow us, it's at The Kona Edge across pretty much all of them. And before I go, just a thank you to our sponsor, Wheel Science. If you're looking for wheels, high-performance wheels at half the price. Wheel Science is the solution, okay? They've got a great, great range of wheels. They'll even build you some custom wheels if you'd like. The decals are amazing, so go check them out. That's thekonaedge.com/wheels. That's where you can get all the details. And because you listen to the Kona Edge, they're also throwing in a 10% discount if you use the coupon Kona Edge at checkout. It's all one word, Kona Edge. And the website to get to is thekonaedge.com/wheels. That'll take you straight to the Wheel Science website, and you can go check out their full range there. Until tomorrow, from myself, Brad Brown, cheers.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Don't forget to connect with us on social media. Simply search for the Kona Edge.